This is The Next Gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly, and I'm here at the LA Auto Show. I'm joined by Jill Lajack. She is General Manager of Saturn Corporation, a division of General Motors. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Matt, terrific to be with you.
A great day for Saturn with the unveiling of the new hybrid as well as the next generation view. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely. It is a big day for Saturn. It's been a big year for Saturn. As you know, Matt, this is our fourth new vehicle in our product revitalization this year alone. That's huge. I'm not sure there's another manufacturer that has brought out this many new products this quickly in the marketplace. The vehicle today, of course, follows our Roadster the Sky that we brought out earlier in the year.
Beautiful vehicle.
Thank you. Who cannot fall in love with an emotionally sexy little Roadster?
Absolutely.
Right? We couldn't be more thrilled with the marketplace success on that vehicle. Then later this year, we brought in our midsize Aura, which also we're off to just a really promising start with that vehicle. We feel terrific about that. Of course, about the same point in time, we brought in the View Green Line vehicle, hybrid technology in our current View. And then right now, as we speak, in fact, in the last 48 hours, our new crossover vehicle is arriving at our retail facilities, the Outlook, which, as you know, seats up to 8 passengers. So that's a lot of new vehicles this year. We weren't done yet. And today we unveiled the next generation sport utility. And this vehicle comes to marketplace second quarter of next year.
I saw the hybrid come out, and it warmed me so much to see you guys actually making this commitment. It must give you great pleasure at the same time, too.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. This brand has stood for many things in consumers' minds over time. Certainly, we lead the industry in great customer handling. When people think of Saturn, they think of safety. Couldn't be more proud that we've got 5-star across the board. But this brand has also always stood for being environmentally friendly. And Matt, we really got there in the marketplace just by doing things that are right. We did recycled parts. We built the plant to fade into the landscape, into the sky, if you
so
will.
So it's really
now,
a commitment to, you know, a cleaner environment.
Absolutely.
From the top on down and from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely. Always has been. And now to have the opportunity to bring hybrid technology into this portfolio and really have the product proof points, we couldn't be more thrilled. We've got the hybrid technology in our current View. It's doing extremely well in the View Green Line. And the game changer there was that we made it affordable for people. We wanted to make sure that people knew that you didn't have to go broke to go green. The premium for our hybrid technology in the current View is under $2,000. That means a View Green Line for under $23,000. And today, of course, not only unveiling the next generation View, but we also announced putting the hybrid technology into the midsize vehicle, the Aura, which comes to the marketplace early next year.
What are you seeing within the industry itself that really excites you?
I'm really thrilled with the focus on advanced technologies. I am so proud of General Motors and our game plan and being a part of the team and playing a role in that. I think we're getting to a place that is really right for the environment, is right for the future of the country. And I think the beautiful thing about our General Motors strategy is we've got varying technologies that are environmentally friendly. And so we'll offer choice to the consumers at varying price levels. From E85, where we got over 2 million vehicles on the road, more to come, and we've made a big commitment out into 2010 on how many we'd bring into the marketplace. We've got the affordable technology that we, of course, have on the View. Today, we made the announcement on dual mode technology. We're putting that into the View in calendar year 08, so we're thrilled with that. And then we made the other news today, which is the plug-in technology also into the View.
I clapped so loudly when I heard that Rick actually vocalized it. I think that was big that he actually vocalized it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then today reinforcing that we're putting it in the View. And you know, I've had the question many times today. You know, when you have the plug-in, are you not going to have the dual mode? Are you not going to have the current system you have? And our intention is to have all of them. This is all about giving the consumers choice.
How long do you think it is before it's scalable and to the mass audiences?
You know, we're going to have to learn a lot on the plug-in over the next couple of years in particular. You know, we're not calling timing right now, but we sure are confident enough to say we're bringing it to the marketplace, and we're saying we're bringing it and being very confident about it.
And your final thoughts on the announcements today, what's ahead for the consumer, and as we look forward 5, 10 years into the future?
Well, certainly from a Saturn standpoint, Something is always going to remain the same. We've had a laser-like focus on great customer treatment over the years, the honesty, the integrity by which this brand does business. This brand's never walking away from that. But what we are going to do, and our game plan is very clear, we're going to take the strength of this brand, our focus on safety, being environmentally friendly, our great guest treatment, and we're going to complement it with a robust product portfolio into different segments that people really want to see Saturn in, and where we think that we can play and play to win in those segments. So I see this. I see a very robust portfolio as we bring out this next generation sport utility. Of course, we'll never walk away from small cars as well. And then the future is wide open because we're going to make some great things happen again.
All right, give me a little tease. What are we going to see in Detroit? There's news coming in Detroit, I know.
Yeah, not from Saturn.
Okay.
All right, we're going to, we took our news here
okay.
in LA.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
All right, but stay tuned for Chicago.
Okay, all right. From Jill Lajack, General Manager of Saturn Corporation. I appreciate your being on the podcast.
Terrific being with you, Matt.
It's Matt Kelly for the next year on podtech.net.